the Festus Tigers.
Garmin behind the back, no look pass to a wide open bank shot three from Abby Rickerman.
The Crystal City Hornets.
Top of the circle, three ball, Blake Eisenbeis. Yes, sir. Tolik gets it right back. Finds a wide open to Eisenbeis from the wing. You bet.
The Herculaneum Blackcats.
Reuter, picks right, drives left, stops, pops, and drops it home right over the outstretched arm of Eisenbeis.
The Jefferson Blue Jays.
Now Null on the other end of the floor, left wide open, top of the key, you betcha.
The Jefferson College Vikings.
Steal by Johnson midcourt. Two on one fast break, bounces to a right. Brown off the window and in, and the foul. Chest bump, Brown and Johnson. It's a 12-point lead with two to play.
KJF is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJF Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Now, let's go out to the game with KJF Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
And welcome out to Crystal City High School. Matt Greenwood here for KJFF. You can find this game on the radio, on MIMOinfo.com by clicking on the KJF logo at the top of the webpage or by downloading the TuneIn or iHeartRadio app on your mobile devices. Tell a friend, let them know. St. Pius Crystal City girls basketball is on the airwaves tonight. It's the St. Pius Lancers, who are 8-7 overall, 0-2 in the small school standings. Crystal City 5-11. They are also 0-2. So one of these teams will walk out of Crystal City High School with a victory in their back pocket in the small schools conference. Let's go ahead and step aside here for a brief moment on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Before we do, I want to tell you about Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. That's their locations. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit. And you can go online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. So as part of this Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we've got interviews with both head coaches. We'll begin with Aaron Portell of the St. Pius Lady Lancers next.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Speaking of St. Pius, Lady Lancer head coach Aaron Portell, and getting ready to face Crystal City here at Crystal City High School. Coach, I know it's a road game, and not too far. You don't have to travel too far to get this one in. But pushing road aside, this is a chance for you guys to pick up win number one in the small school standings, and just sort of the approach that you've taken with the girls leading up to this one tonight.
Yeah, this is an important win for us. We thought we kind of let the first two conference games against Grandview and Jefferson slip away from us. Those are two games I thought we definitely should have won. So it's nice to, you know, hopefully get this first one tonight against Crystal City. But we're going to shoot the ball well against their zone.
You know, when it comes to small schools, sometimes you're lucky to get that one star player that can kind of lead a team. In your case, you get three with Peyton Baker, A.J. Agers, and Angelina Johnson. Talk about their importance to the success this season and just how important they are, just not tonight, but moving forward as well.
Yeah, I think all three of them are obviously extremely important to us. They all got their little aspect they bring to the game. It's important that they all three play well. You know, we're at our best when all three of them can contribute. We're still looking for that fourth, fifth girl that, you know, we got to have another girl averaging about 4 or 5 points. You know, you look down our lineup and we got those three girls double digits and then nobody else really scoring. They need some help from time to time, so we got to get some other girls going too.
You talked about letting those losses to Grandview and Jefferson kind of slip away from you. You know, it's a chance to learn and grow. And you have a very young squad, as you mentioned, no seniors. So when games like that happen where you're losing by six or fewer points, what's the message after the game and during practices to just say, hey, girls, you know, we're not that far off?
We're not. And we're getting better. And you know, if you would talk to me at the beginning of the season, I would looked at those games and chalked them up as a loss. And, you know, and here we were in the fourth quarter having a chance to win against both of those two teams. So I'm pleased with where we're at. I think we can be better. I think we learn from that. I think it's going to make us better. But again, we're just progressing and getting better each game.
All right, Coach, one or two things that it's going to take for you girls, for your girls to do well in order to win tonight.
It's important that those three, our three girls, stay out of foul problems. They got to be on the floor for us, and we got to be able to knock shots down tonight.
All right, nice and simple. Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Aaron Portell, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment Pregame Show. We'll hit up Crystal City head coach Ken Jones next.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleas Equipment Pregame Show. Speaking of Crystal City girls head coach Ken Jones. Coach, this matchup against St. Pius could be a tough one. St. Pius has three girls that are really capable of scoring the ball. So how do you go about approaching them and slowing them down?
Well, we got to make sure we limit second and third attempts. I mean, that's been our Achilles heel all year. They're going to get some shots, but you know, when they miss, we can't let them get the easy putbacks or reset. We've got to make sure it's one shot and we're heading the other way.
I think it was yesterday or the other day we talked, and you said it starts with Kaylee Krieg, but it can't end there. Who are some girls you're looking at tonight to step up and step up their game?
Well, I mean, you always want your seniors to step up, so we need Taylor Sloan to have a night for sure. But, you know, past that, all five starters, you know, give me four, give me six, give me 8 points between the other three, you know, and we may hang around and make this an interesting game. But if we have one of the first five, it's, you know, got a goose egg going in the second and third quarter, then we're probably not where we need to be.
All right, Coach. Certainly appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Right, thank you.
Ken Jones, head coach of the Crystal City Hornets, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment Pregame Show. Starting lineups, tip-off next.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Can you believe how fast 2018 flew by? It had the speed of a bad boy mower, moving on and mowing things down. Hi, it's Hannah. My dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, myself, and the entire staff at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and bad boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and bad boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond, because Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. We do business in the communities we serve and we live, work, and play here too. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow it.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Welcome back to Crystal City High School. Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF. Thank you for joining us here on your Friday night, where it's nice and warm inside, but outside it's pretty chilly. Let's get to your Dough Run Company weather forecast. The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. It is currently 33 degrees outside, feels like 27, a 7-mile-per-hour south by southwest wind. 10% chance of snow later on this evening, just flurries, no accumulation. Looking at 40% humidity, good air quality, and the air quality index sitting at 35. That is your Doe Run Company weather forecast. Let's get to your Presbyterian Manor starting five. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. We'll begin with the visiting St. Pius Lancers, led by head coach Aaron Portell. You got number 4, Alondra Reyes. Number 13, Colleen Flanagan. Number 20, Peyton Baker. 21 is A.J. Eggers. And number 44, Angelina Johnson. For Crystal City and head coach Ken Jones, their Presbyterian starting five are Kaylee Krieg, number 10, number 22, Taylor Sloan, number 23, Annie Waits, number 34, Reese Elliott, and number 45, Ashley DeMazin. It's going to be Waits and Johnson at center court to tip off our action tonight. The New Era Bank tip-off. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. And the tip won by Johnson of the Lancers. They'll be coming right at us. We're on the south end of the floor up on the theater stage. And St. Pius' offense will be heading our direction for this first half as we have a near steal at the top of the key by the Hornets, but St. Pius hangs on. Here's Johnson at the free throw line, back turn to the basket. Still looking for a teammate to pass the ball off to. Instead, Johnson makes her move along the right side of the paint, throws up a shot, no good, gets her offensive rebound, put back try through arms is good. Angelina Johnson has the Lancers on the board first. From left to right on your radio dials go the Hornets. And a steal near midcourt, up ahead, layup try, no good, but a foul there. A.J. Eggers stripping the ball and taking it all the way to the bucket. And they're going to say no foul. As a matter of fact, the ball was knocked away, rolled off the right wrist of Eggers. She's not too happy about that call. Coach Portell kind of scratching his head as we resume the action here. Here's Crystal City again from left to right on your dials or away from us. Here's a corner three ball that's put up and good for Taylor Sloan. Coach Jones touching on Taylor Sloan in the pregame show, saying she's got to have a good game if they're going to have a chance of winning this one. Both teams looking to secure win number one of the Jefferson County small school standings. 6:45 to play. Steal at midcourt. Racing up the floor all alone. Right-hand layup from the right side is good by Taylor Sloan. And she's got all five for the Hornets. They lead 5-2 with 6:35 to play in quarter number one. This first quarter brought to you by Fleeks Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington, as well as New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. Also Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, as well as Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. Zone defense for Crystal City. They got two towards the top, one in the middle, and two down low. Near midcourt is Eggers looking to make her move right side of the floor. That's far side from us on our end. Eggers gave it up, got it back from Johnson. Now Eggers surveys, wide headband at all. Flips it over to the near wing. Bounce pass into the paint. Peyton Baker turnaround through the lane. No good. A rebound. Crystal City. Kaylee Krieg at 5'3", leading the team with about 17 points a game. Nearly threw it away. Saving it Sloan. Sloan towards the basket. Kicks it out towards the corner. And saving it there was Waits. Waits back to Sloan. Now they go to the right side and flip sides again to the far corner. Down away from us. And what do we have here? We had a Krieg pass, trying to force it down low, that was tipped away out of bounds by the Lancers. Crystal City High School, that is where all the action is happening tonight in girls basketball here on KJF. Inbound from the baseline, just off to the right of the basket, is thrown away along the sideline. So St. Pius will take over with 5:35 to play in quarter number one. 5-2, Crystal City on top. Three-pointer Baker, she thought about it, now pulls it down, drives, gets to the baseline, low post, and does she step out or does she get nudged? We're going to call a nudge on number 34, Reese Elliott. That's Elliott's first, team first for Crystal City. No fouls for St. Pius. It'll be Baker at about 5'10" to inbound, bounces it to Johnson down low, takes an extra dribble, puts up the shot, got fouled. Ball did not go through. And so Johnson will toe the line for a pair of free throws. And when Johnson was trying to get the ball back to the man in stripes, she accidentally threw it off the top of the head of Reese Elliott. So no intention there to hurt Elliott. Johnson gets the ball, takes a free throw, but misses off the back iron. Angelina Johnson putting St. Pius on the board. Goes one of two at the Coldwell Banker Holsey charity stripe, and St. Pius trails 5-3. Johnson, a 46% free throw shooter. There's a shot at the rim by Sloan. Gets her own miss. Goes over to the left side. Krieg attacks the paint from the left side. Dumps off a pass down low to Elliott, who puts up a shot that was no good. And then a loose ball foul is going to go, I believe, on Crystal City. They call it on number 13. There is no number 13 on Crystal City, so it's on Colleen Flanagan of the Lancers. And it's a shooting foul, as a matter of fact. First free throw up from the south. Ball Waits is off the mark. All free throws this season taken at the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. 0 for 2 at the line goes Waits. Rebound Pius. They can tie it with a 2, take a lead with a 3. 5 minutes to play here in quarter number 1. Right to left on your radio dials. That's the action, or the side that St. Pius is working. And an attempt to get it to the post. Johnson was overshot. Crystal City takes it, runs up the floor. Outlet pass Sloan is going to lead Krieg too far into that corner as it rolls out of bounds in front of the St. Pius Lancers cheering squad. So another turnover there by Crystal City. 4:40 to play. Eggers to bring the ball up the floor, crosses the timeline, immediately starts to her right, goes to the right side of the floor, throws it up top to Baker. Three ball off the mark. Rebound Sloan underneath. Dribbles around defenders, flips it up ahead across the line to Krieg. Back over to Sloan near midcourt, flips it to the right side for DeMazin. DeMazin's pass to the other end of the floor is tipped away. Sloan saves it. They go to the perimeter. Pass along the perimeter is knocked away. Bodies hit the floor. St. Pius, Crystal City, two each. What do we have here, a timeout or a foul? Not really sure. They're going to call a tie ball. So tie ball, jump ball, possession arrow favoring St. Pius. Coming off the floor is Flanagan and Reyes for the Lancers. Checking in for Crystal City for the first time tonight is Kylie Walters. Inbound in the backcourt for the Lancers. Again, they get it into Eggers. Eggers running the point, just the sophomore for St. Pius at about 5'8". Also an excellent, excellent soccer player. Throws it to Johnson at the high post. Johnson starts dribbling to her right, then cuts towards the basket, floats it up in the lane. Too strong. Rebound underneath. What do we have? A tie-up is called, and this time it'll favor Crystal City. Krieg to inbound it in the backcourt. No pressure on the inbound by the Lancers, but they will bring two into the backcourt. It's inbounded by Krieg. Now she gets it back from Sloan. Dribbles across two players into the front court towards that left sideline and wound up losing it out of bounds. Official right behind the play says it was off of St. Pius last. So near midcourt, it'll be Sloan to inbound. She throws it off the right hand of Baker. Baker, good defense on the inbound. Pretty long arms, Baker. Even though she was about 4 or 5 feet away from the pass, she still got her hand there and knocked it out. So about 5 feet down that line will be another inbound for Sloan. She goes into the backcourt, and nearly stealing it away was Rita Eimer. But chasing it down into the corner right in front of us was Kylie Walters, but she couldn't save it. So it's a Crystal City turnover. That's their third of this first quarter. Inside of four to play. Eggers, three ball for the lead. No, off to the right. Baker couldn't grab the rebound, but a toss out from the baseline on the Crystal City board goes to Johnson. So Johnson for St. Pius. Lob down low. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound put back is good by Baker. The initial miss was to A.J. Statina. 5-5 ball game, 3:14 to play in quarter number one, and hitting the deck is Krieg. She was helped to the floor by number 11 for St. Pius, that is Rita Eimer. Two team fouls apiece, inbound to midcourt, Sloan gets a screen towards the left side of the paint, bounce pass into the corner. Deep two by Krieg is off the mark. Rebound Eggers for St. Pius. Wants to run. Finds Baker up ahead from the left side. Off glass. The righty Baker gets it to go. And Coach Jones would like to call a timeout and talk things over. We've got ourselves a 30-second Apache's Furniture timeout here on KJF at St. Pius, up by two.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
That 30-second timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Coach Jones for Crystal City calling a timeout said, we got to limit the transition buckets for St. Pius. Well, they got one there. Nice pass by Eggers to Baker for the two, and St. Pius leads 7-5. Left to right, Crystal City going in this first half. They have it in the front court. There's a baseline pass towards the paint that is tipped away and out of bounds underneath. It will stay Crystal City ball. 2:47 to play here in quarter number one. Shielded by Baker. Can't tell who the inbounder is. It appears to be Creek. She lobs it up top to the key for Sloan. They'll swing it around on the perimeter. Find Sloan in the corner. Her three ball is too strong, though. And there's Baker for the backside board. And the Lancers will bring it up slowly. Eggers with a right-hand dribble. Bounces it on the eye of the Hornet in red at midcourt. Gives it up to Baker. Down to the left, back up top to Eggers, dribbling with the left hand this time. Picks up her dribble at the wing and forgot that she did so. Put it back on the deck. Double dribble is called. Turnover, Lancers. You can see why Coach Portell is so high on A.J. Eggers. Just a sophomore, still developing as that lead point guard. But she's got good body type as well to do whatever she wants with the ball. Here's a Sloan three, and she drains it. Her second three of the night. Taylor Sloan has got all eight for Crystal City. They lead by one. Johnson looking to post up mid-block. She gets it. Reese Elliott not able to keep up with Angelina Johnson. She's at 6 feet, probably a solid 140. Going for the and one chance here. The 46% free throw shooter converts the and one. So Angelina Johnson with six of the St. Pius 10. They're up 2 points, 1:57 to play. Crystal City will inbound it. One man press in the backcourt. It's Baker. Creek breaks it. Pass up ahead into the corner. Too far out in front. That pass there for DeMazin. Turnover Crystal City. Their fourth of the first quarter. 1:48 to play. And St. Pius coming back our way. Again, we're at the south end of the floor here at Crystal City High School up on the theater stage. St. Pius is coming right at us with their offense. Here's Eggers on the wing, gets a screen to the right. Takes it, dribbles all around to the free throw line. Passes it up top towards Baker, and Baker missed the three-pointer. Loose ball, came out of bounds, bounced up onto the stage. The official looked at me to say, hey, grab the ball. I'm like, I can't, doing the game. So he had a little smile, and so did I. So there we go. Girl had to hop up on stage and get the ball. So St. Pius ball, they nearly turn it over on the inbound. It's saved there at the top by Warner. Warner to Baker in the corner. Baker lost it on the dribble, trying to drive the baseline. Coach Jones up on his feet for Crystal City, pacing up and down the Hornets bench. Sloan turns it over in the backcourt. She tried to get it over the outstretched arms of Baker, and Baker just intervened. Took it down, one dribble, shot up, and good. 6 points for Peyton Baker. 67 seconds to play. Long pass to Sloan in the corner. Left side, three ball, off the mark. Backside rebound for Warner, and she's fouled. So it'll be St. Pius ball. 63 seconds to play, up 12-8. Coach Jones scratching his head as he makes his way back towards the end of the Hornets bench. Inbound in the backcourt for St. Pius. Eggers to bring it up slowly through the middle onto the Hornets logo. It's red and black, that Hornets logo, here at Crystal City High School. Eggers gives up the ball. Statina dribbles to the baseline. No shot there. Goes to the wing. Wing pass to Johnson in the paint. Johnson gets the friendly roll from 6 feet out. And Angelina Johnson has 8 of the St. Pius 14. They're up 14-8. 31 seconds to play. Sloan trying to find her teammate Brooklyn Portell in the corner, and it went out of bounds, but I believe it was the Lancers that tipped it away, and they did. Inbound in the corner for Kaylee Krieg. Krieg, the leading scorer for Crystal City. A goose egg so far here in quarter number one. Lobs it up top to Sloan. Back over on the line drive pass to Krieg in the corner. No shot there. Bounce pass to the wing. Sloan looking for her third of the quarter. Cannot get it to drop. A rebound for Werner of the Lancers. Turns, finds Eggers. Eggers dribbles it up the middle of the floor. Crosses the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Angelina Johnson at the high post near side. Angelina Johnson dribbles through the paint. Finds her teammate Werner. Werner baseline cut. Throws it up off the glass and then the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Crystal City. 1 second to go. And the runner is no good by Krieg as the double zero hits the scoreboard clock. 14-8. Your score after one. St. Pius on top here on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Crystal City High School, 14-8 St. Pius in the lead. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Yep, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. Core 42. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. All right, we'll begin the second quarter with St. Pius at midcourt. Inbound for Baker. Finds Ager right at the Hornets logo. Agers now crosses the timeline and gives up the ball. Now on the wing with it is Flanagan. Flanagan passes it to Johnson, and I believe Johnson got called for traveling. Turnover by St. Pius. Again, the 5'3" Krieg jumping up onto the 5'5" stage. Krieg now will inbound it to Sloan. Sloan has not had a breather so far tonight for Crystal City. She had all 8 of the Hornets' first quarter points. Sloan saves the ball out of bounds. Finds her teammate on the wing, Walters. Walters gives it up top to Krieg. Krieg trying to work around the 2-3 St. Pius zone. We'll see where they trap. Coach Portell told me it's a 2-3 trap zone. So will they trap in the corners or on the wings? Looks like they're trying to trap in the corners. There's a free throw jumper that is good, by the way, by Reese Elliott. She becomes the only other Crystal City Hornet to score besides Sloan. And the Hornets trail by 4, 14-10. Johnson on the wing far side. Dribbles to the low block. Forced to kick it back out towards Agers. A deep two is good from about 18 feet. A.J. Agers has been pretty quiet on offense so far tonight, the team leader in points. And Crystal City in the front court along the midcourt stripe turns it over. The pass to Krieg too wide as it lands into the front row. Three different Lancers have scored, two for Crystal City. 16-10, the blue and gold lead. Agers dribbling the ball with the left hand, switches over to the right on the wing. Up top to Baker. Clean look at a three-pointer, but it's off to the left. Long rebound into the corner. Is saved there by Flanagan. Finds Agers on the wing. Agers goes right to the cup and got fouled on the way there. Blocking foul is going to go against number 34, Reese Elliott. That is team foul number 4 for Crystal City. It is on the floor, so no free throws coming. And correction. That is foul number 5. Number 3, by the way, personally, for Reese Elliott. That's not good news. She's one of the starting 5 and certainly someone Coach Jones relies on. Here's a pass. Baker to Johnson. Cut to the basket on the inbound. Grabbed it right inside the paint. Went up strong with it and got it to go. Beautiful play out of that Ball out of bounds by the Lancers. Up by 8, St. Pius. Crystal City has the ball. Far side of the floor. On the other end from us, Sloan has it. Goes to the right. Walters picks up her dribble. Back over to Sloan. Sloan tripped. Colleen Flanagan will pick up her first personal. Excuse me, her second personal. Inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Down the right sideline. Our right. Inbound Sloan to the midcourt stripe for Creek. Creek dribbles between the legs, along the wing, goes over to Sloan, back to the right corner for Walters. Walters stuck there at the low block, has to kick it back out to the wing, and that's where St. Pius is trapping in the zone, is along the wings. Wing-to-wing pass there. Krieg goes up with a three-pointer. It's off the mark. Angelina Johnson brings down the rebound, throws an elbow, no call there, and gets rid of the ball as she found her teammate Eggers. 5:35 to play. Eggers into the front court, over to Flanagan, right side. Flanagan up top to Baker. Another clean look at a three. Back iron miss. Long rebound to the free throw line. Krieg at 5'3" takes it away from Johnson. Runs all the way up the floor. Lays it up with the left hand over Baker but missed. Rebound Eggers underneath. Now Eggers to lead a 2-on-2. Eggers sidesteps the defender. Throws it up with the right hand from the right side. Got fouled. Shot did not go. That'll be a personal foul on Ashley DeMazin. It'll be Eggers to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. Eggers bending over. Now takes a couple of steps back. Got the ball from the ref. Then gave it back to the ref. Because Crystal City was switching their bodies on the blocks. Ref gets it back to Eggers. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. Hit front rim, then back iron, and hung on the front rim once more and fell out. A.J. Eggers, a 63% free throw shooter. That is free throw number 36 of this season. Other stats for Eggers, 42% from two and 24% from three. She does, however, get the second free throw to fall. And St. Pius leads it 19-10 with 5:10 to play here in the first half. Sloan, middle of the floor for Crystal City, switches right hand to left hand, lobs it over to the wing for Krieg, tipped away out of bounds by Eggers. It'll stay Hornets ball. Hornets on the north end of the floor as we're situated on the south, so as you can imagine, they are at a distance from us. Here's Sloan, bounces it into the corner. St. Pius tries to trap. Trap comes over too late. Krieg gets around it and tried a shot that was deflected out of bounds. It will stay Crystal City's ball. Krieg, again, held scoreless through the first 11 minutes. It's not like her. Here's a three ball for Taylor Sloan. She'll pick up the slack. She drains a three. That's her third of the night, and Crystal City back within six. Taylor Sloan with 11 of the team's 13. The other two going to Reese Elliott. That's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Here's Alondra Reyes for St. Pius back into the game. Bounces it up top from the wing to Johnson. Johnson drives to the right side of the paint. Kick out to the wing for Eggers. Nearly got away with a travel. Eggers finds Johnson. High post jumper. No good. Rebound for DeMazin. Crystal City running the floor. Left to right they go. Across the timeline, Krieg to Sloan. Back over to Krieg. Eggers picks up Krieg. Coming out and poking the ball away is Eimer. Eimer to Eggers. Eggers back to Eimer from the left side. A little off-balance runner from the low block, and she goes off glass and gets it to go. Rita Eimer is on the score sheet off the bench for Coach Portell. 21-13, St. Pius in the lead. Krieg wide open for three. Top of the key off to the right. Rebound wrestled for by Reyes and DeMazin. Tie-up is called, and I believe it will be St. Pius basketball. No, it's Crystal City. Beg your pardon. St. Pius did inbound the ball to start the second quarter, so possession arrow was favoring Crystal City on the next tie-up. So now it'll switch back over to St. Pius. Sloan, corner three, out of the inbound. Wow, she disappeared behind the defense. She was the inbounder. They didn't pick her up. She takes the three from the corner and gets it to go, and Coach Portell's going to have to call a timeout. You cannot lose the inbounder, especially if they shoot the ball as well as Taylor Sloan is tonight. The senior Sloan has 14 of the 16 for Crystal City. We've got ourselves a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout with St. Pius up 5 with 3:43 to play here in the first half on KJF.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th. Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call student services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Annie Waits is struggling along the Crystal City sideline as her team trails 21-16. St. Pie's looking to extend their lead. Here's Johnson missing twice at the rim. Gets her own rebound once more. Goes up. Cannot get that ball to go, but she is fouled. So Angelina Johnson taking a couple of deep breaths, working hard, getting up those shots, bringing down the rebound. Now she'll shoot free throws. First one is back iron, no good. Johnson shaking her head, pouting. Another free throw coming for Johnson. This one is through. She is now 3 of 5 at the charity stripe in St. Pius. Back up 6. It was 19-13, then 19-16. Now it's back up to 22-16. By the way, along that sideline, Krieg's pass was knocked away. So inbound for Crystal City once more. Here's Krieg in the corner after inbounding it to Sloan. Sloan back over to Krieg in the corner. Krieg, extra pass to the mid block, and then another extra pass to Taylor Sloan, and Taylor Sloan cannot miss. Assist to Jillian Schubert, another 2 points for Taylor Sloan. She's got 16 of the Crystal City 18. However, the Hornets still trail by 4, under 3 to play. Baker spins into the paint, floats it up, no good, and an over-the-back call is going to go against Angelina Johnson. That is team foul number 4. 3 more, and Crystal City will be shooting 1-1 free throws. At this moment, if Crystal City fouls St. Pius once more on the defensive side, St. Pius will have the 1-1 bonus. Left to right, Crystal City going on your radio dial. Krieg to Sloan. At midcourt, Sloan tried to throw it over to Krieg. Stolen there by Eimer. Eimer misses from point-blank range, but A.J. Eggers is there to clean it up. Throws it off glass, gets it to go. St. Pius up 6. Crystal City running. Krieg on the far wing. Bounces it to Sloan near midcourt. Sloan to Schubert. Schubert extra pass down low to the left side. And from that block, it's DeMazin putting it through. 24-20 St. Pius. Crystal City trading baskets. 2:12 to go. Angelina Johnson triple. Team tries to pass it to the corner. It's stripped by Walters. Walters up ahead to Sloan. To McDonald's fast break for the Hornets. They cannot convert. Sloan misses the layup. Ball tipped around towards Sloan. Baseline J from 12 feet. No good. Rebound for Rita Eimer. And St. Pius will slow it down. 4 into the front court. Leaving Eggers behind. She now crosses the timeline, joins her teammates, throws it to the wing. Extra pass to Baker down low. Finds Eggers to her right. Eggers from the right side with the right hand off glass and in. A.J. Eggers has the last 4 for the Lancers. And now we have a reach-in foul that's going to go against St. Pius. I believe that is number 10, Gabrielle Warner. It is. That's her first. St. Pius's 5th team foul. 1:39 to play in the second quarter. St. Pius up 26-20. Inbound in front of the Lancer bench, I should say. Krieg over to her teammate DeMazin. Back to Krieg. Krieg lost the ball at midcourt. Eggers running the floor, lays it up. No good. Rebound, Reyes. Reyes for St. Pius. Gives him a second chance. Bounces it into the corner for Eggers. Line drive pass to the top for Baker. Extra pass down low to Johnson. In the paint, Johnson lost the ball. Went to the deck. And tried to throw a pass out to the corner, and she wound up rolling it out of bounds in front of the Crystal City cheerleaders. Turnover, Lancers. 70 seconds to play in this first half. Crystal City keeping it close, down by 6. Each school looking for win number 1 in the small schools standings. On the right side of the floor, cut off there at the wing was Walters. That's a foul on Gabrielle Werner. That's her second personal. And one more foul by St. Pius will put Crystal City on the line. Inbounding it will be Sloan. Sloan has single-handedly kept Crystal City in this ballgame. Bounces it into the corner. A Krieg 3 is no good. She airballed it, but she got fouled on the shot. Extended defense by Statina, A.J. Statina of St. Pius. And she did not give Krieg a spot to land on the shot. And so Kaylee Krieg will be shooting three free throws. Takes her time. Jim goes silent. Free throw, rainbow, back iron, miss. It's okay. Krieg still looking to get on the scoreboard. Couple of dribbles at the free throw line. Nearly lost her balance. Free throw's up, and free throw is no good again. Kaylee Krieg trying to figure it out tonight. Wipes the bottom of her shoes, gets the ball back from the man in stripes, takes her time again. Third free throw is up, and that one is true. Kaylee Krieg going one of three at the stripe, 60 seconds to play, and St. Pius is up 26-21. Inbound to Eggers, middle of the floor at the timeline, now gives it up to the wing. And do we have a foul away from the ball? We do. I think Baker just picked up an offensive foul. Let's see. So they flash it up on the scoreboard. Yeah. Somehow Peyton Baker picked up an offensive foul. Coach Portell doesn't understand why. It's Crystal City ball, though. 50 seconds to play. They could cut this down to a two-point deficit. Krieg weaving her way around defenders got tripped up by Reyes and went flying forward and nearly knocked over Rita Eimer in the process. Yes, it is a foul on the floor, but that is team foul number 9 for the Lancers. So a 1-1 bonus for Krieg. She has to get this one if she wants another one. Free throw is up, and that one is good. Krieg now 2-4 at the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll break down the Bloomsdale Bank stats for you. 47 seconds to play. Krieg, a chance to give Crystal City or bring Crystal City within three, but she missed it. So we'll stay at four. 26-22, St. Pius. In their navy blue and gold. Eggers picks up her dribble near midcourt, forced to give it up to Eimer. Eimer finds Baker at the top of the key. Her fourth wide open look from three. This time she gets it to go. 0-for-3 previously. Peyton Baker now with 9 after sinking that tray. 29-22. Crystal City trails. They got the ball. Krieg hesitation move, and it is a hesitation move because she traveled. She was cut off along the baseline by Eimer, by Statina. Got scared, picked up her dribble, dribbled again. Double dribble called, turnover Crystal City. 8 seconds to go, inbound St. Pius. In the front court, Eggers fakes a pass, then drives towards the cup, missed the shot, tried to poke it back into the direction of one of her teammates and poked it right out of bounds. 2.7 to go, Krieg looking to pass it. Find Sloan, 2 seconds, 1 second, has to lob it up. Instead, she passes it, and the buzzer will sound. Crystal City doesn't even get a shot up. All right, that is the end of the first 16 minutes of action here tonight at Crystal City High School. The Hornets, well, they're staying close. St. Pius, their largest lead of the night so far has been 7, and that's where we remain here at the end of one. 29-22, St. Pius leading Crystal City in this Jefferson County Small Schools Conference matchup here on KJFF. Midwest Sports Center halftime show is next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Here's your Toyota Reliable Forecast. It feels like great value with extremely high quality. Brace for adventure in the sporty RAV4 and enjoy flurries of family fun in the roomy Highlander. you'll stay protected from harsh conditions. Because both SUVs come with advanced safety features, standard. We're also seeing a surge of power from the legendary 4Runner, with plenty of traction for peace of mind in unpredictable winter weather. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. With a Toyota SUV, conditions are always ideal. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Let's take a look at the Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Let's go ahead and begin with the team that is currently trailing at halftime, and that is Crystal City. The Hornets have done a pretty good job of getting back into this ball game. We're trailing by quite a bit early on, but since then have done a pretty good job of catching up and actually got down by four at one point towards the end of the first half. But St. Pius got a three-pointer from Peyton Baker that wound up giving St. Pius a seven-point lead. But more on that later about just sort of the back and forth here tonight. But again, here are your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats, beginning with the Hornets. He got two from team leader Kaylee Krieg, 16 from the senior Taylor Sloan, and then two apiece for Reese Elliott and Ashley DeMazin. So all four of those ladies are starters. No one has scored off the bench yet for Crystal City. For St. Pius, four players have scored for them, a tally of 29. Angelina Johnson leading the way with 11. Behind her is Peyton Baker with 9. Third is A.J. Eggers with 7. And off the bench, Rita Eimer has 2 points. Now, on the average points per game this season for the St. Pius Lancers, those three that I said at the top, Johnson, Eggers, and Baker, well, it's Eggers that leads the team with 13 a game, Johnson behind her at 12.5 a game, and then Peyton Baker with 11.6 a game. So right now, the second leading scorer, Johnson, leads both these girls, or these three girls tonight. Peyton Baker actually has more than Eggers. So Baker, who, like I said, is third on the team in average for points per game, she's actually second tonight. A.J. Eggers, who is number one in points per game, is number three tonight. And Johnson, who's normally number two, is number one. So they've all been switching things up a little bit here on us in the first half. So the point is, for Coach Portell, he is getting production out of those three players. It hasn't been pretty, but it has been effective. Johnson has earned 3 of her 11 points at the free throw line. So it's 29-22, St. Pius leading Crystal City at the break. Both these teams, as I've mentioned a couple of times throughout, looking for win number one in the Jefferson County Small Schools standings. St. Pius, 8-7 overall this year, 0-2 in the standings. And then Crystal City, 5-11 overall and 0-2 in the standings as well. Grandview, by the way, leading the league with 3 wins. They're 3-0. Their next game will be against Jefferson on Monday. Then you have St. Vincent, who is second with a 2-win and 1-loss record. They'll be taking on Perryville tomorrow. That is a non-small schools game. And then Herculaneum is 1-0 in the league, and they will be playing at St. Pius, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. All right, St. Pius Lancers, they're in a dogfight here, 29-22. They have the lead, but nothing has been comfortable so far. We'll see what the Hornets can do when we come back for your second half action, and we'll also dive into the keys to the second half. How can Crystal City come back and win this ballgame? We'll tell you how all this could potentially unravel in the final 16 minutes. But let's step aside here for a quick moment. We'll come back and wrap up the Midwest Sports Center halftime show and get to your third quarter here on AM 1400 KJFF.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College and you.
JR is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR, folks shouldn't let the dead of winter get them down. They can have plenty of fun at Midwest Sports Center, can't they?
They sure can. I've got all kinds of fun stuff for the wintertime. We can also put snow plows and cab systems on machines so you can be warm and plow snow.
Hey, JR, what are your hours?
Monday through Friday is 9 to 6. Saturday is 9 to 5.
And what's the phone number?
Phone number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Well, Crystal Wilka back in the KJF studios knows how to jam. Yes, slow jamming it with Careless Whisper there. Hey, Matt Greenwood with you at Crystal City High School, home of the red and the white. And they trail 29-22. On the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy also our sponsor for Athlete of the Week, which, by the way, for this past week, two weeks ago, Kyle Rini, Seckman wrestler. Boy, what a talent. 36-1 this season, continues to impress. You can check out his story at MIMOinfo.com. But again, 29-22, Lancers lead. If they're going to win this ballgame, hang on to this 7-point lead and push it and win. Feed Angelina Johnson. Rack up those Crystal City fouls. The Hornets running a 7-man rotation. Get them in foul trouble. Get points at the free throw line. Win this ballgame. Crystal City, create more turnovers, make more shots. That's how they come back and win this one. Couple of air balls by St. Pius through the first 18 seconds. Flanagan will collect it and reset it with Eggers at the top. Eggers over to Flanagan, up top to Johnson. Johnson threw it to Eggers, who looked to cut. Ball is behind her. Steal Sloan. Sloan takes on Johnson. Johnson screams at her, and Sloan sticks it home with a left hand from the left side. And Taylor Sloan has 18 for Crystal City. They get the first 2 points of the third quarter, and now they trail by five. 7-10 to play. Johnson spins into the paint, got called for traveling. DeMazin picked her up right underneath. But there you go, feeding Johnson down low. That's how St. Pius can win this ballgame, but she's got to maintain composure. If they're going to keep feeding her, she's going to have to make it beneficial to them. 7 minutes to play in this third quarter. Crystal City on the right side of the floor, right to left they go. Up top, Krieg brings it down low, flips it over to Sloan, back to Krieg. Krieg on the near side. Floats it up from the baseline over Johnson. Too strong. Alondra Reyes is there for the rebound. fought through some arms and was able to scoop it over to Eggers. And now Eggers brings it up the middle of the floor. We are situated on the south end of the floor here at Crystal City High School as Peyton Baker rises for a three from the wing, and that's no good. That means St. Pius will be operating their offense away from us at the other end of the floor. Crystal City will be coming right at us. Sloan along the sideline lobs the pass towards the corner. Baker strips it. Sloan then pokes it from behind. Nearly took it away, but Eggers scoops it up at the top of the key. Eggers now crosses the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Flips it over to Reyes. Reyes attacks towards the mid-block extended. Picks up a dribble. Bounces it up top to Johnson. Johnson operates the right side of the paint. Forced to give it up to Reyes on the wing. Reyes hands it off to Baker. Baker along the baseline to the mid-block. Up top to Johnson. Back over to Baker. Deep two from the corner. No good. Backside rebound. Krieg. The 5'3" guard Krieg brings it up with the left hand. Reyes picks her up at the wing. Right in front of the Crystal City bench. Krieg has it. Step back. Three. Krieg short rimmed it. Rebound. Walters. Walters goes back up with it and got fouled. But no, they're going to say a tie up. So Kylie Walters got tied up by Peyton Baker. Tie ball. Possession arrow favors Crystal City. Three-man officiating crew on top of these tie-ups. Lob up top from the baseline for Sloan. The Krieg pass, though, gets away. Reyes tried to scoop it up near midcourt, and Walters poked it away, grabbed it, and got fouled in the backcourt. So Alondra Reyes playing pretty aggressively, picks up her first personal foul. That is team foul number one for the Lancers here in the second half. 5:34 to play. Crystal City down by five. Krieg takes the inbound, dribbles to the wing. Right in front of us, goes back up top to Sloan. Bounces it to the mid-block extended for Demazin. Extra pass up top, stolen by Eggers. One-on-one, Eggers, defender behind. Eggers blows the right-hand layup. Rebound underneath, put back no good by Flanagan, and then she got pushed from behind. So Flanagan tried to put it back up, couldn't get it, brought it down, got nudged from behind, fell over. Foul called on Crystal City. It goes on Kylie Walters, her second personal. And it's going to be an inbound from the baseline for St. Pius. They find Reyes in the corner right in front of the Lancer bench. Reyes, couple of dribbles, turns, fires, finds Baker. Baker dribbles to the top of the free throw line, tries to flip it up top to Eggers, stolen by Sloan into the front court. Sloan traveled. No, I beg your pardon. Sloan had it taken away, and whoever that was, I think it was Flanagan. Flanagan got called for traveling. So Crystal City has the ball, operating right to left on your dial, and Reyes picks up a foul 30 feet away from the basket. And Coach Portell, arms folded across his chest, not going to be happy with that kind of foul. Looks like Alondra Reyes, who is one of the five Presbyterian Manor starters for St. Pius, will take a seat. Colleen Flanagan right behind her. That is the third personal, by the way, for Reyes. Inbound for Crystal City on the sideline away from us. Inbound to Sloan at the low right block. Up top to Demazin. Extra pass to Krieg. Krieg dribbles to the wing right in front of the official. Poked away by Eggers. It hits the back of the chair, the Hornets chair. So it will stay Crystal City basketball. 4:47 to play in this third quarter. 29-25, St. Pius has the lead. Krieg launches up a three from the corner. Back iron miss. Long rebound to the opposite wing. Rebound for Sloan. Brings it down. Dribbles left. Hip checked. No foul. Goes to Krieg. Krieg at the top of the circle. Comes to the wing for Walters. Walters is going to be called for traveling. Scratches the back of her head viciously as she knew it. Little indecision by Kylie Walters-Coster. Turnover by the Hornets. We've only had 2 points scored in the second half. It belongs to Taylor Sloan, who's got 18 on the night to lead all scorers. 4:20 to play in quarter number three. Baker on the wing across the court from us. Goes to Johnson at the free throw line. She dribbles to the right side of the paint, and Angelina Johnson then traveled with it. We've seen a triple team and a double team on Johnson. As soon as she gets the ball, if she's around that rectangular area, they pick her up. Two, sometimes three players. Here's Krieg bringing the ball up the floor. Ball is poke checked away. But they're going to call a reach in on Rita Eimer. Rita Eimer during halftime went ahead and double braided her hair. So she's got the braided pigtails, if you will. 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Sloan picks up her dribble at the top of the circle, goes to the right corner to DeMazin. DeMazin doubled. DeMazin to Walters. Extra pass up top, Krieg. Krieg dribbling with the left hand to the wing. Coach Jones shouting out instructions. No shot clock in high school ball. Crystal City can take all the time they need as Walters picked up her dribble. Pivots, finds Krieg. Krieg near midcourt, dribbles with the left hand to the wing. That's the near wing. If you're thinking about it on your radio dials, a right-to-left operation offensively for Crystal City. There's a turnover there. Reese Elliott turned it over. 3:20 to play. St. Pius in the front court. Baker at the top of the circle. Flips it over to the right side for Eimer. Eimer still on the perimeter. Pass over to Statina. Extra pass to Peyton Baker. Three-pointer is off the mark. It grazes the rim underneath the rebound by Johnson, and she sticks it home from point-blank range. And St. Pius with their first 2 points of the third quarter coming 5 minutes into it. And then Crystal City, in the meantime, has turned it over out of bounds in the corner down to our immediate right. Inbound Baker to Eggers. Eggers, soccer star, softball pitcher, the number one pitcher for St. Pius, and the leading point guard and leading scorer on the season for St. Pius. She can do a lot of great things as she avoids the defender there at the wing, dribbles to the free throw line. Jumper, though, is off the mark, and a loose ball foul is going to go on St. Pius. And that's going to be on Rita Eimer, her third personal, team's fourth here in the second half. Only one for Crystal City. Sloan along the sideline, right in front of the Crystal City bench, gives it up. Reese Elliott had it, bounced it from the mid-block through the paint to the right side for Walters, and Walters was fouled on the floor. No, they're going to say in the act of shooting. So Kylie Walters, 5'5" junior for the Hornets, spins the ball at the free throw line, squares up her feet, rainbow free throw off of the back of the rim, no good. Kylie Walters looking to provide the first bench points of the night for Crystal City as she can sink this second Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw. It is up, and that one is also a miss. Ball tipped out towards the free throw line, brought in by Statina. Statina finds Eggers. Lancers in possession, up by 7, 2:18 to play here in the third quarter. Each team has 2 points. That's it. Baker to the top for Johnson. Johnson surveys. Finds Eggers on the right wing. Left to right on your radio dials is how St. Pius is working it. There's a three ball from the wing by Eggers. Comes up short. Rebound Crystal City, and Coach Jones wants a timeout. It's the 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout for the Crystal City Hornets. 2:03 to play in the third quarter from Crystal City High School at St. Pius 31, Crystal City 24. We're back at 30.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted price.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Yep, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a Jeffco Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu. Today, Crystal City down by 7. They turn it over. Too hard of a pass by Walters looking for Krieg. Lands out of bounds in front of the Crystal City Hornets cheerleaders, who are dressed in red, black, and white with sparkly silver pom-poms. 1:45 to play in this third quarter. St. Pius in their navy blue and gold. The gold stripe down the left and right side of the jerseys. They have it. Baker drives to the rim from the baseline. Floats it up. No good. Angelina Johnson, though, there for the offensive rebound. St. Pius resets. 90 seconds to play in the third. Baker has the ball above her head. Goes to the left side. First to Tina. There are two AJs on the St. Pius team. One is Agers, one is Tatina. Here's Angelina Johnson, though. I guess she's an AJ as well, if you take the initials of her first and last name. And she'll stick it through from point-blank range, giving her four in the third quarter, 15 for the night. And the Lancers have their largest lead, 33-24. Sloan spins the ball up from the top of the key. No good air ball, as a matter of fact. Tatina from the baseline underneath rebounds it, goes to Agers. Line drive pass to the chin of Baker up ahead. Baker dribbles to the corner, kicks it back over to Agers. 50 seconds to play. Agers gets past Sloan. Extra pass for Eimer, not looking to shoot. She finds Agers on the right side of the floor. Left to right, the Lancers go. On the north end of the floor, we're on the south end. Eimer now in possession. Flips it over to left side, Statina. Extra pass in the corner. Baker, 31 seconds to play. St. Pius, no sense of urgency as Crystal City has come out in the zone here. They can settle for the final shot if they want. Baker, along the perimeter, goes over to Eimer. 20 seconds. They'll swing it around into the perimeter. Baker from the corner, elbowed by DeMazin. And so what do we have here? We're going to have St. Pius inbounding it. And let's see. Number 33 for Crystal City has come into the game, and I don't have a name for her because I saw her play JV earlier. She is not listed on the varsity roster, so we'll have to try to figure out that between the third and the fourth quarter. 17 seconds to play. St. Pius with the ball inbound. Agers from the corner. Three ball off the back iron. Rebounds to Tina. Turns and fires. Finds Baker from the baseline. She misses, but Agers underneath for the rebound and the putback. It is good. 4 seconds. Crystal City inbounds. Krieg all the way into the corner. Front court has it poked away out of bounds. Buzzer sounds, and that's how it ends. 35-24 after three quarters. St. Pius leading Crystal City here on AM 1400 KJFF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Festus, Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We start the fourth quarter. St. Pius in possession, up by 11. It's their largest lead of the night. Top of the key, Baker gets a screen. Johnson goes to the left of the high post. Extra pass to Statina. Flanagan. Flanagan with a leaner from the mid block. It's too strong. Rebound Sloan to Crystal City. Throws it up from the mid block. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Also no good. Long rebound tipped out toward DeMazin. It's at her knees. It's off her knees over into the hands of Krieg. Krieg lost the dribble at the top of the circle, trying to get past Flanagan and Reyes. So those two team up to create a turnover. And St. Pius back in possession. Baker, left side attack, lost the ball on her way. Ellie Smith poked it away, a loose ball. Hitting the floor, Reyes, and she'll be called for traveling. Wow, what a quick pace to start this fourth quarter. We're 46 seconds in. We've already seen a bad shot, a turnover, a couple turnovers, actually. Crystal City, by the way, unfortunately having a bad third quarter. Only 2 points in the third after 14 in the second. Got a whistle and a foul on the sideline in front of the Crystal City bench. And that's going to be number one on number 21, A.J. Agers. Inbound for Crystal City. They get it to Taylor Sloan, who's got 18 on the night, a 16-point first half. The offense for Crystal City completely disappearing in the third quarter, though only 2 points, and they do belong to Sloan. And now Reese Elliott, right underneath the basket, dribbled it out of bounds. 7 minutes to play in this contest. St. Pius 35, Crystal City 24. St. Pius looking for that big bucket, the one that's going to kill the confidence of Crystal City. Baker, three. Does she have it? No. Rebound, DeMazin. Crystal City running the floor now, hitting the deck. Reyes away from the play at midcourt. She picks herself back up. Krieg into the front court. Double teamed, stripped. Eggers leading the one-on-none fast break. Has three teammates behind her. Try to cross over Sloan, and Sloan stopped her progress illegally and gets called for the foul. 6:32 to play, and Coach Portell not going to waste any more time. Calls a timeout, draws the clipboard. It is a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout, so let's go ahead and keep it here. Again, St. Pius up 11. They've got the ball coming out of this timeout. Want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this game tonight. The Dough Run Company, McDonald's. Check out your local McDonald's. Tasty Breakfast Fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Also want to promote Little Caesars Pizza and Herculaneum. They're allowing us to broadcast this game tonight, so we certainly appreciate them. As well as Mario's Italia of Farmington, Bryant Restoration, Farmington Poplar Bluff, and Potosi Lumber. Inbound for Peyton Baker of the Lancers. She was held scoreless in the third quarter after collecting 9 in the first half. She'll inbound it to Angelina Johnson, who also had a pretty – actually, she had a 4-point third quarter. Johnson put up a shot. It was no good. A loose ball knocked away out of bounds by the Hornets. And they'll do it again, the Lancers. Baker, overhead pass into the short corner. Eggers. Eggers drives baseline, gets around Sloan, gets the shot up from point-blank range just to the right side, and gets the friendly roll through. And put St. Pius up 37-24. Eggers into double figures. Eggers steals it. Layup try. Good. A backcourt steal for A.J. Eggers. A one-on-none. McDonald's fast break. And she sticks it through from the right side with the right hand. And Eggers picking up a quick four here in the fourth quarter. And the Lancers are up 15. Reyes hands all over. Elliott knocked it towards midcourt. Crystal City collected it. And then a jump ball is called as Walters and Flanagan get tied up. Possession arrow favors St. Pius. We will not see Annie Waits the rest of this evening for Crystal City. Looks like she's got herself a bum knee. She's got an ice pack and a towel on that right knee. It's actually the Crystal City ball on the inbound. They found Krieg in the opposite corner. So it was about a 40-foot pass, and then she was fouled attacking the baseline. So Kaylee Krieg, through 9 games this year for Crystal City, led the team with 17 points a game, only 2 so far tonight as the gym goes quiet again as she shoots a free throw and swishes it home. 39-25, Crystal City trails. Hornets wearing their white tops, white bottoms. Krieg hits the second free throw. And Coach Jones calling a Patsy's Furniture timeout. Let's take a look at those beautiful uniforms that St. Pius and Crystal City have. St. Pius wearing their road navy blue with a gold thick stripe down the left and the right side with gold numbers on the back. St. Pius in gold letters on the front with white trim on both front and back. And then Crystal City with their home whites, red numbers on the back with a black trim. Red numbers and Hornets stretch across the front of the jersey, also in black trim. So there you go. The Serenity Hospice, peace of mind when it matters most, uniforms for tonight. Serenity Hospice Care. Check it out. All right, out of the Jones timeout at St. Pius ball, he wanted to set up the defense. Defender at the top. And then 3 additional defenders just inside the perimeter. 1 down low. So St. Pius looking to work against this zone. We'll see where Crystal City tries to trap out of it. But Crystal City will need to be a little bit more aggressive out of this zone defense. They're going to create some more turnovers and cut into this 13-point deficit. St. Pius still hanging on to the ball. No ball pressure by the Hornets. Lancers have all the time in the world. There's Baker, left side, baseline. Kicks it up top to Eggers. Screen from Johnson. Eggers to the right. Then back over to her left with a pass to Baker. Baker gets around. DeMazin floats it up from the left side from about 3 feet out, but airballed it. Underneath, Walters had it for Crystal City. Poked away. Eggers hits the floor with Sloan, and then Eggers rolled it out of bounds. 4:58 to play in quarter number four. 39-26. St. Pius in the lead. Crystal City with the ball. Right to left on your radio dials. The Hornets have it. Or if you'd like to think of you heading south, that's where we're at, south end of the Crystal City gym. And Crystal City's coming right at us. We have a whistle and a foul. A reach-in from about 30 feet away from the basket. And that is team foul number 8 on St. Pius. Personal foul number 4 on Alondra Reyes. She and Colleen Flanagan will again come off the floor for St. Pius. Statina is back in for the Lancers. And joining her is Gabrielle Werner. Krieg has to get this free throw to go through if she wants another one, and she does. The home rim being friendly to Kaylee Krieg. Now up to 5 points, all five coming from the charity stripe. Puts her right toe right at the line. Free throw, though, is short. Krieg has missed her fair share as well tonight. Rebound St. Pius. 12-point lead for the Navy blue and gold. Eggers, middle of the floor, goes to the right wing. Pass down low by Werner to Johnson. Johnson spun through the paint, missed the layup, but got fouled. So Angelina Johnson looking for her first points of the fourth quarter. She's got 15 on the night, including 11 first half. Free throw up, and that one is off the mark to the right. Johnson has missed 3 free throws, and she's made 3. Little Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. She now misses her 4th free throw. Rebound into the corner by Crystal City. Sloan running up the floor, going 60 feet. Picks up her dribble at the mid-block. Couple of passes. 3-ball Krieg at the top of the circle. No good. Long rebound into the corner, and Sloan secures it. Back up top to Krieg. A second effort. This one off to the right. Rebound this time by Baker. Baker gets past Sloan, crosses the timeline, left side of the floor, all the way to the cup, tries an extra pass down low to Johnson. It's stolen by Krieg. Krieg racing up the floor, left-hand layup from the left side. It spins through, and Crystal City is down by 10, giving the fans something to hang on to with 4 to play here in the fourth quarter. Coach Jones has called a Patsy's Furniture timeout, so we'll take it with them. 39-29, that's your score on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. St. Pius in the lead here on KJF.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers, have the kids choose from the kids menu, and then for yourself, how about something from the all-you-can-eat menu, like Double Crunch Shrimp, Famous Applebee's Riblets, or Chicken Tenders, all served with our signature coleslaw and endless fries. Go to Applebee's.com to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers, doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood with you for the final 4 minutes of action here at Crystal City High School. It's girls basketball on KJFF at MIMOinfo.com and on the TuneIn or iHeartRadio apps. I want to thank the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, as well as Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Gilster Mary Lee, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, as well as Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, for allowing us to broadcast this game this evening on this Friday. 3:52 to play. St. Pius up by 10. They've got the possession. Not anymore. Johnson lost it through the paint. Sloan, outlet pass. Krieg attacks. The left-hand layup is good. Off glass. And Coach Portell quickly off of his bench. He wants a 60-second timeout as he did not like the offensive possession, didn't like the turnover and the transition defense as Crystal City down by as much as 11, now trails by 8. Can they make their move? Well, we'll find out with the final 3:41 coming up next here on KJF.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elble, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Crystal City High School, home of the Hornets. 39-31, the visiting St. Pius Lancers have the lead up on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, and they're looking to hang on to it. Crystal City's played some good defense and have had some transition buckets that have brought them within 8 when they were trailing by as much as 11. Inbound for St. Pius. They've got the ball in the backcourt. Not anymore. Flanagan finds her teammate, Statina, from the low right block. She'll get the friendly roll on the floater. Statina and the Lancers stopping the bleeding. Crystal City trying to work the offense quickly through DeMazin in the corner, and she is led out of bounds. It will be St. Pius basketball. Inbound, Baker bounces it along the baseline to Eggers. Three-man backcourt press by the Hornets. Baker gets it back, and right as she got to midcourt, turned and found Eggers once more, almost an over and back violation. Instead, St. Pius legally operating their offense. Eggers from the top of the circle just went right to the right block on the right side and got the easy shot up and in. Eggers with 6 fourth quarter points. Peyton Baker steals it at midcourt. She'll race up the floor all alone. And an easy McDonald's fast break scoop and score for Peyton Baker. And St. Pius back up 14. Whistle and a foul. Sloan fouled on her way to the cup. Free throws coming for Taylor Sloan. Sloan with 18 points tonight. Squats, puts up the free throw. It is good. Another one coming for Sloan. Taking her time. Squats again. Free throw up, and free throw is good. So Crystal City back down by 12 after Sloan, goes 2 of 2 at the stripe. I knew I would say that at one point tonight. By accident, slain. 2:27 to play, and Peyton Baker tripped up along the baseline. No, they're going to say she just dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. So a turnover there by the Lancers. St. Pius still searching for that one moment that says, we're going to win this ball game. Inbound Crystal City in the backcourt. They're racing towards us from north to south. They go. Creek stops about midway and goes up top to Sloan. Sloan gives it up to Walters. Walters pivoting, turns around, finds Creek behind her. Creek dribbles to the left side of the paint, goes to Sloan. Sloan to the wing, back over to Creek, and then Creek slapped in the face. Could hear the smack from right here. Of course, we're within about 5 feet of the action. Creek got up quickly, stretches out the nose as she waits for the ball to arrive from the official. She finally gets it. Her feet squared up. Krieg, free throw is good. Well, it took a little while for Kaylee Krieg to get going. Only 2 first half points. She's got 8, though, here in the fourth quarter. Trying to bring Crystal City to within 10. Free throw is up. Free throw is swished home. Krieg now 5 of 6 at the charity stripe here in the fourth quarter. And inside of 2 to play, Crystal City needs to start creating turnovers. Eggers for St. Pius gets a screen from Baker about 30 feet away, goes to the left of it, stops at the wing. Lob pass down low to Johnson. She's pushed from behind by DeMazin. And that is team foul, just number 5 for Crystal City. St. Pius, not a great free throw shooting team. No one above 64%. Inbound by the Lancers, was thrown to a spot on the floor. Krieg picked up the loose ball, and then Krieg got fouled while she was on the floor. So Kaylee Krieg back to the free throw line. Chance for some free points. By the way, both Coach Jones of Crystal City and Coach Portell of St. Pius looking exactly the same, their arms folded across their chest. Another silent gym. Krieg comes up short on the free throw. Needed that one to go for sure. Because they are in the double bonus, another one is coming for Krieg. She'll put this one up and gets that one to go. .145 to play. And St. Pius nearly has it stolen away. Sloan picking up Agers at midcourt. Sloan poked it out. Right in front of a gentleman wearing blue jeans. The old style. And a thick jacket. Inbound for St. Pius. They lob it down low to Johnson. And she's too big and too strong for DeMazin. She'll put it up off glass and in. And St. Pius back up 11. Krieg runs up the floor into the corner. Turns around. Finds Sloan at the top. She drives. Kick out to the wing. DeMazin back over to the other wing for Krieg. Settles into a mid-range 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound DeMazin. Put back try. No good. Gets the rebound. Shovels it out towards Krieg at the top of the circle. And she drains the three. Kaylee Krieg keeping it close for Crystal City. They're down by 9 with 1:13 to play. Do they have enough in them to make the complete comeback? Find out next on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County Wise Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, February 24th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the Wise Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike on a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The Wise Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
Want to go ahead and thank Comtree of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus for allowing us to broadcast this St. Pius Crystal City girls basketball game tonight here on KJFF. A loose ball at midcourt. Baker had it in the front court, had it poked away, or so she thought, picked it up in the backcourt, but the official says, nope, you lost it yourself. So a turnover there by the Lancers. Crystal City down by 9 with 1:06 to play. Inbound for Taylor Sloan. Lobs it over towards Krieg in the opposite corner. Too long of a pass, and Agers steps in the way and steals it. Inside of a minute to play. Pass up ahead to Baker in the corner. Reach in foul. Crystal City's Walters picks it up. That is team foul number 6. One more to put St. Pius on the line. As I mentioned, the Lancers not a great free throw shooting team. No one above 64%. No one below 45%. 55 seconds to play. Inbound St. Pius. Reach in foul on Krieg. And we'll see how Alondra Reyes handles some pressure free throws. She's a 55% free throw shooter, or 54.5 at 6 of 11. For some reason, the gym went quiet when a St. Pius Lancer is shooting free throws. No noise being made. You could hear a pin drop as Reyes drops home the free throw. Alondra Reyes has pretty much been off and on the bench for most of this game due to foul trouble. She's got 4 personals. But she's still able to knock down those 2 free throws. And St. Pius back up 49-38. Here's Sloan going coast to coast. Bounces it to her right. DeMazin scores and got fouled. Big opportunity here for the Hornets to convert an and one and be down by 8 with 46 seconds left. Ashley DeMazin only 2 points on the night. Free throw is a line drive free throw, and it spins through. No timeouts, by the way, for the Hornets. Two for St. Pius. Backcourt press by the Hornets. Inbound to Eggers. Eggers lobs it up ahead to Baker. Baker hip checked from behind by Krieg. And that is team foul number 7 by the Hornets, setting up a 1-1 situation. I don't think Krieg's in any foul trouble. Nope, that's just her second personal. Kaylee Krieg, by the way, 13 fourth quarter points, keeping Crystal City in this ballgame. Here's Baker, pressure free throws. She misses off to the left, and a rebound for Crystal City. Down by 8, 36 seconds to play. Sloan with 18 on the night, goes all the way to the rim. It tripped up by Statina, and no foul is called. Instead, they say Sloan bounced it off of her own knee. Turnover there by Crystal City. Did not want to do that for sure. Inbound to Eggers from Baker, and Eggers fouled. Coach Jones, his hands in his pockets, talking to Kylie Walters along the Crystal City bench. To the line, it is A.J. Eggers, the sophomore point guard, shooting 63% from the free throw line entering tonight, 22 of 35 officially. She's one of two this evening, and she'll get the first free throw to go through. 50 to 41, St. Pius on top. Eggers, slight bend to the knees, rainbow free throw, and she connects the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw. St. Pius up by 10. Krieg into the front court, dribbled it right out of bounds. Bounced it too high over her left hand. And it's going to go ahead and be a St. Pius victory here tonight. Inbound to Eggers, weaves her way through a couple of Hornets, goes all the way to the rim. At least she tried, got cut off by Sloan, and Eggers will toe the line for a pair. That is 10 team fouls on Crystal City. Double bonus action for the Lancers. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll announce our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game and the Coles Tractor and Equipment, in the Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Free throw, Eggers, back iron, miss. We'll also dive into the Bloomsdale Bank, end of the game stats. And we'll speak to Coach Portell of the Lancers as well as our player of the game, if she's not too shy. There's a free throw. That is good by Eggers. And St. Pius behind Eggers' 9 fourth quarter points. They're going to hang on to win this one. Krieg has her shot blocked by Peyton Baker. What a block. Our first one of the night. And then a loose ball foul called on Crystal City. So Baker, being a rude guest, steps into Crystal City High School and blocks the shot of the Hornets' best player in Kaylee Krieg. At least best player going into tonight, stat-wise. Taylor Sloan was pretty darn good tonight for the Hornets. Alondra Reyes, by the way, off that block, was the one that picked up the loose ball, and she got fouled, and she misses the first free throw. 11.7 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Again, it's 52-41, St. Pius, so this will be win number one of the Jefferson County Small Schools Division. She'll miss the second free throw. Reyes, rebound Crystal City. Sloan kind of rolling her ankle into the front court. She's slow to get up. 3 seconds to go. St. Pius running the floor. And a double dribble is going to be called on Alondra Reyes with 1.8 ticks. It'll be Krieg to inbound it for the Hornets. They probably won't even get up a shot. Krieg throws it up ahead to DeMazin. She'll hang on to it. With half a second to play, we got the ball coming right to us. Thank you, Kaylee Krieg. So literally, Kaylee Krieg threw up a 75-foot shot, and of course she airballed it, but it bounced perfectly off the court, and I had to reach back a little bit right before the curtain here on the stage where we're situated and grabbed it with the left hand, so that was fun. 52-41, by the way, your final score. Kind of got lost in the fact that the ball was coming right at me. Again, St. Pius with the victory here tonight over Crystal City. We'll go ahead and put a pretty bow on this one tonight as the Lancers pick up win number 9 of the year, number 1 in the small schools standings. We're back to wrap it all up in the Home Pools and Spas postgame show next on KJF.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Can you believe how fast 2018 flew by? It had the speed of a bad boy mower, moving on and mowing things down. Hi, it's Hannah. My dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, myself, and the entire staff at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and bad boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and bad boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond, because Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. We do business in the communities we serve and we live, work, and play here too. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow it.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
St. Pius wins this one 52-41 over the Crystal City Hornets. Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Thank you for sticking around as we'll go ahead and wrap this one up. We've got player of the game, play of the game to get to, as well as interview with Coach Portell. And hopefully an interview with his player of the game. We'll take care of all that. But first, let's get to your end of the game Bloomsdale Bank stats. These are unofficial stats because I'm terrible at scorekeeping. I gave Crystal City an extra point and held back 2 points for St. Pius. So we'll give you what I got. And that includes 18 from A.J. Eggers of the Lancers to lead her team in scoring. 15 from Angelina Johnson. And then Peyton Baker with 11. And then he got two apiece from Alondra Reyes, Rita Eimer, and A.J. Statina. For Crystal City, their point totals, Taylor Sloan, 20. Kaylee Krieg, I believe, 14. Then Ashley Damazin with 5, and Reese Elliott with 2. So those are your Bloomsdale Bank end of the game stats. Let's go ahead and get Coach Portell over here as he gets prepared to put the headset on. Coach, hopefully you not being able to hear out of the left ear doesn't distract you too much, but let's talk about this victory here tonight. There wasn't really, you know, you kind of look for that one moment in the game where it's like, wow, okay, we really, you know, we just dominated this aspect of the game and we're able to run away with it. I didn't feel like that was the case tonight. It was just sort of pieced together pretty well, but my assessment means nothing. What's your assessment of how you guys play tonight?
Yeah, I thought defensively we did a great job, especially putting pressure on Krieg there. I think she had 2 points at halftime. She was able to get to the free throw line at the fourth quarter. But I thought defensively we did well. Offensively, we struggled all night. I don't think we did a good job of shooting. I don't think we got the shot that we wanted every time down the court. But there was that one. They made a little run where they got the ball, got the game within 5 and called a timeout. And then we came out and we scored the next 6-7 points and got the lead back up. So that one little spurt there, I think, was the difference in the game.
This was a tough one in terms of picking a player of the game because, as you know and as you talked about and as I talked about as well, a three-headed monster, if you will, for you guys and Agers and Johnson and Baker. And like you said, not a particularly great shooting night for you guys, just a lot of tough, you know, well-earned points. But if I had to go Applebee's Barn Grill of Farmington player of the game, I have no idea who I would pick, Coach. So I'm gonna pass that along to you. Who was that one player that you felt really, did their part to get you guys this victory tonight?
Yeah, I think there's a couple options there, but I think the player of the game, I think the girl that handles the ball for us all the time. That's a stressful situation. You know, they played good defense, so I think AJ Agers deserves that award.
And, you know, certainly an 11-point second half. She got to the rim. She had a couple of steals, fast break opportunities. She created for her teammates, shot some, pressure free throws in that fourth quarter to help maintain that double-digit lead for you guys. So can't go wrong with A.J. Agers for sure, as you said. I know this is win number one of the small schools standings here, and might be a tough job to catch up to Grandview, who looks like a pretty good team, and they're 3-0 so far in this league. But if I remember correctly on the schedule, you guys are actually going to be playing Herculaneum tomorrow, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so as you move forward the rest of the season, you got a couple weeks to go. What are some things you're looking for? Are you looking for more consistency shooting wise? Is that sort of the thing that you need?
Yeah, I think
on?
Each game you want to progress defensively. I think we understand what we're doing and we're getting to our spots and when we're trapping hard, we're making it difficult to score against. Offensively, I think we're just better. I think we played one or two good quarters, but we haven't played that complete game where we're getting every shot down the court is the shot that we want. We got to be able to make open shots. So I think offensively we still got some work to do.
You know, you're only giving up 39.7 points a game. So it is the defense that creates the wins for you guys. You did touch on it just a second ago about the defense and how well you kept Kaylee Krieg in check. Taylor Sloan started off real hot. I mean, she wound up with 16 first half points. What was key to just holding her to 4 second half points?
We talked at halftime about, we're doing a good job on one or two passes, and then on that third pass where we're breaking down and getting out of our spot and she's getting caught open, or we're not pressuring the ball. And if we don't have ball pressure, people are going to be open. So ball pressure was key, and I didn't think first half. I think we were focusing too much on Krieg that, we kind of forgot about Sloan, but she's a good shooter, and she hurt us that first half.
All right, Coach. A tough-fought victory for you guys. As they say, defense wins championships. Defense wins a lot of ball games, especially here at the high school level. So congratulations on that front, getting a great defensive effort from your girls and keeping Crystal City in check for most of the night. and also appreciate your time coming up here. So congratulations on the win, Coach.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Aaron Portell, head coach of the St. Pius Lady Lancers. They get the victory here tonight on KJFF. Our player of the game is A.J. Eggers, 18 points, some odd rebounds, some odd steals, and McDonald's fast break layup as well. So congratulations to A.J. Eggers, our player of the game. She gets a free entree from Applebee's of Farmington. For our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included, call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371, the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. I like Peyton Baker's layup towards the end of the fourth quarter, stole it near midcourt, went all alone up to the right side of the bucket and laid it up with the right hand before the defender could get her arm in there. And that kept Crystal City at about a 10-point distance there, and eventually they would win this one by 11, 52-41. All right, I think I've covered it all. It appears I have. Go ahead and just keep in mind that later on this evening, we will have a full game recap up at MIMOinfo.com. So if someone missed out on tonight's action, we'll have our game breakdown summary as well as the full game audio as well. So you can certainly check that out. All right, as for tomorrow's broadcast, we've got Jefferson College women's basketball. The Vikings are hosting Crowder. The 2 o'clock tip, 1:45 pregame, right back here on KJFF. You can also listen at MIMOinfo.com. And after that, it'll be the Mizzou men's basketball team taking on the 25th-ranked LSU Tigers. That is a 4:30 pregame show and a 5 o'clock tip also on KJFF. So we got some women's basketball and some men's basketball for you beginning at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. As for tonight, that is it. Game is over. St. Pius wins it 52-41. They improve to 9-7 on the year. Crystal City drops to 5-12 and 0-3 in the small schools division. St. Pius now 1-2, looking to catch up to Grandview. It'll be St. Pius taking on Herculaneum tomorrow afternoon. All right, I want to thank Crystal. We'll cut back in the KJF studio, and I want to thank you as well for tuning in here on this Friday evening from Crystal City High School. They're turning out the lights, and I'm saying, good night from Crystal City High School. Thank you for listening here on KJF. Have a great weekend.